when you were told the club was going to go in a different direction last week, how do you react to that?
Well, I think a year previous was quite difficult because obviously with Keith, it happening to Keith, I was very angry at the time. You know, we give our life to the football club and it's really angry. And the way it was done, it was a little bit tough. But, you know, we're talking about real professionals that are at the football club, Maurice Watkins, Ben Mansford. And the way it was done, massively respectful, with dignity, and they were genuinely upset because, you know, we've had a real working relationship, and I've had an incredible working relationship with, you know, Patrick and Gene Crine, and we're all working together and trying to make Barnsley better. That's what the old focus was, and, you know, Maurice was genuinely upset, Ben was genuinely upset, and they didn't want to deliver the news, so it was done with a real class and professionalism, Rob, you know. And I appreciate that. I appreciate professionalism. There's ways of doing that. It's not an easy thing to do. I've done it myself. It's not easy to do, but it was done in a real dignified manner, and we talked it through. And you know, it was done. What you start feeling then is obviously, you know, you're going to miss working with the players and working with your management team. And I enjoyed working with the board and the people upstairs to try and get the vision of points on the board. But, you know, it was done very, very professionally.
I was going to say, how tough was it to say your goodbyes? Because it all happened very quickly and you were very close to a lot of people in that dressing room.
You know, the way I love, I've always been a believer in sometimes you love unconditionally, and then when you lose people, it's worse and it's horrendous. Whereas you can love 50% and then it doesn't, you know, you say a goodbye and it doesn't mean anything, you move on. The way I do live my life and the way I do business, you know, I get very close to people on that journey and it's very emotional. But what I did want to do was I made sure that all the players stayed and all the staff that have been so, you know, assisted me so as well as they could. And, you know, I just made sure that the players stayed behind till 6 o'clock and I spoke to them because that was important. You know, they won me the job and they gave me everything they could. And I really firmly believe that. It was very emotive and, you know, something that will last me forever because you're sharing their memories, you're sharing, you know, what happened last season. And I was just gutted. I just gutted that I couldn't get enough points on the board for the Barnsley public and, you know, supporters that took me quite a long time to win the fans over. But, you know, I certainly did, and I'm gutted for them because they deserve more points than what I left them with. So it was very, 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 very emotional, and I can't get away from that. And, you know, it's about human life and human beings, and I try to give my best, do my all and give it everything, and unfortunately it wasn't good enough.
What do you think this year in the job how's it had an impact on you, David?
It's made me understand about myself, about life, about football. You know, I've immersed myself. I've sacrificed a lot, but that's what I do. And it's made me understand that I've got to sometimes come off the gas a little bit to see the bigger picture. And I think, you know, with maturity and a bit more knowledge and understanding, I'll be able to do that. But certainly, you know, miles better managers than me that have been sat before and been able to rebuild and recover. And you know, I know I'll do that. I love work. I've worked since I was 10-year-old, paper round, milk round. You know, when I was in the close summer, I'd work at Littlewoods, worked at a foundry, while other players went on holiday. So I'm a workaholic. It's going to be difficult to be at home now, and I need some focus. So, you know, I'll get back into coaching as soon as I can. Because I need work, Rob, you know, there's no doubt about that. I need to be out there working. I've loved working at Barnsley. Certainly the last six months has been quite incredible. You know, working, trying to build relationships and work with relationships, and I've tried to do that, mate, but I'm sort of gutted reflecting that, you know, I only left with 11 points in the championship, and that's been tough to reflect on how we didn't get more, why we didn't get more, and I certainly wanted, you know, a better points tally than what I left with.
Why do you think it didn't work as planned this season then, especially considering the way that last season ended on such a high note?
I just think the start we had, you know, the lads took beatings, and, you know, real emotional beatings and mental beatings, and it was tough to recover, certainly with the expectation. The Wigan game was something that floored the players. Blackburn game, the circumstances surrounding that, and then the Watford game at home, you know, really had a big impact on the players and the group of players that love belief and needed that belief. And you can come in Monday and be really positive and tell the players, listen, you know, we're going against Huddersfield next week and we're going to win that game. And I was very positive all the time. But your emotions and your experience, and this experience, the lads, they've not been given enough experience in terms of positivity through not winning games. And it does come, you start, not really just connecting right with the ball and that fluidity, and you lose that belief maybe in that one cutting pass or that shot that you just absolutely, 9 times out of 10 you score, that 1 time out of 10 you're just reaching for it. So I think, you know, it was like a spiral effect, but really it's not come from the terraces, because the away fans have been amazing and the home fans, they've been fully behind the lads on the pitch. That's never transpired on the pitch until, obviously, the Birmingham game. I just think it's an inner belief that, you know, the lads, they've had a lot of knocks this season and a lot of nearly results, but nearly results don't get you, you know, where we wanted to be in the table.
Would you have done anything differently?
Emotionally, you know, was a big ride in the summer. I think possibly, go and just come out of it a little bit and really focus on what we wanted to do this season. Would I have done anything differently? Possibly recruited maybe a little bit different, but, you know, every decision I made for hopefully the right reason, and at the time I thought that was the right thing. You know, you never make a decision thinking I'm going to make the wrong decision here. Reflecting's easy. Captain Hindsight's never won a game of football in his life or managed a football team. And it's, you know, sometimes easy reflecting, but, you know, I've got a friend in life, you know, with Mickey Mellon, and the way, you know, the way he come in and helped me, and Martin Scott supported me on the drop of a hat. My staff gave me everything they could, and I got support from, you know, Patrick and the Crying family, absolutely 100% in terms of finances and what they've tried to do to support me with Marcus Bedison and Chris O'Grady and Dale Jennings and, you know, Paddy McCourt. They give me everything they could, so I've no regrets, you know, when it comes down to that. So, yeah, I try to do everything to the best of my ability, Rob, you know, and that's where I was at.
And you did have an impact on those players, didn't you? Because we've spoken to one or two of them since, and they have spoken very highly of you as a manager. You did have an impact with those players, even if it didn't work out this year.
My aim, Rob, is not just as a football person, as a human being, is to have an impact on everyone, whether it's a three-year-old kid, whether it's a mum, whether it's a daughter, whoever that person that I cross paths with, you've got to try and impact their life somehow, or what's the point in walking through life and being a nothing? So the players, I love them to bits. I give them everything I could. They give me everything they could. And, you know, I've nothing but positive to say about that dressing room and the players in it. Because at times, you know, we give each other everything. So sometimes football is emotional. And I think maybe did I get too close to players? I don't believe I did. I think that's the way, you know, I want to try and manage. Further on in my career, might I do things different? I might do. But at the time, I wanted to try and do everything my way. Like I said, if you love something, you get hurt when it all fails or it doesn't work. It's tough, I think, the way I want to try and manage, but, you know, I'll learn from that.
Mickey Mellon is going to be in charge for the next game at least. As you've said, you're very, very close to him. Would you like to see him get a crack at the job?
in his own right, Mickey's a manager anyway. You know, when I took Mickey on, I realised that Mickey had done five successful, you know, seasons at Fleetwood. And as a player, I think he's got five or six promotions. So I looked into that. And what Mickey Mellon gives you is the experience, and but an incredible and insatiable appetite for football and for human beings. So Mickey's leading the charge now. They got the lads got a fantastic result against Brighton, which was real positive. And I think as a dressing room, they needed that. And that'll just give them a kickstart and a belief. So, you know, Mickey's leading them troops, and I couldn't think of anyone out there that you'd like to lead them troops and to keep the team in the league. And, you know, I'm just hoping, you know, because I've got a lot of friends at the club. I've got the fans, like I said, were incredible to me. Wow. You know, I've always said and stated to you guys that they got me the job, and they never give me any... you know, negativity until that Birmingham game, which was completely just. So, you know, I leave there with nothing but a positive experience, and one that, you know, I'll hopefully springboard me to do something else that I love doing, which is football.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to the fans? An awful lot of them are going to be listening to this interview, David. I mean, if there's sort of one thing you want to say as you part ways with Barnsley for now, I mean, what would that message be?
Just thank you, because you know, when you're an assistant manager, you don't know if you can do the job. And what they give me, they got me the job. The fans' power against Leeds got me the job. I do firmly believe that. And the respect they've shown me from day one, and certainly from... it's just a massive thank you, because now I know who I am. I know what I want to do. And I tried to give them everything. I really did. I sacrificed a lot. To become the manager and trying to, you know, keep Barnsley where it rightly deserves to be, which is the Championship. And I'm gutted that I didn't leave him with enough points and you know, left him in a better position. But I just now know that at that time it was meant to be me getting that job, and me, you know, us as a group keeping in the league. It was meant to be, and I've got nothing but admiration for them fans, because they were the ones who got me the job.
And just a final point, how proud are you still of what you did achieve last year? I mean, it was an incredible feat, wasn't it? Keeping Barnsley up in the situation that you found yourself in when you took over that job. And I don't think any Barnsley fans will forget the scenes at Huddersfield on that day.
Well, I certainly won't, but I think when you reflect on that, you know, I'll never come across scenes like it again. I was a part of that, I experienced it. But I think the players retaining the Championship status, the fans, but more importantly, you know, Patrick, because I don't think genuinely people realise how much Patrick loves the club and understands, you know, what Patrick, how he supports the effort. So, you know, going, delivering that news and saying that we've kept in the league, you know, for the people you work for, is something that, you know, live with me for the rest of my life, because that's who you go to work for, the people that, you know, are in that position. And you know, we left. It'd have been catastrophic if we had gone down. It really would have been catastrophic. And I'm glad, you know, we did what we did. But more importantly, the fans, if they want to be in that Championship, they deserve to be in that Championship. And there's some good people at that football club, absolute grafters. You know, the people behind the scenes. You've got Malk, you've got Elaine. You've got Kat, you've got, you know, Steve Crying and the maintenance staff. They're absolute grafters, Norman Rimmington. I've met some unbelievable people on this journey that's been sort of nearly 3 years. Mark, the club media, Chris Sedgwick, an absolute workaholic. These guys, they you know, the Sharon, the girls in the office, they work so hard that they deserve success. They deserve to be in that Championship.
And do you want to get straight back into it, do you? Because a lot of managers, when they, you know, move on from a job, they like to take a step back, you know, take some time out of the game. Are you dead keen on getting back into football, whether it's as a coach or as a manager?
Yeah, I think I'm going to need a little bit of time out. You know, it was emotional last season. It's been emotional this season. And, you know, I do get out to a lot of games. I spend a lot of time watching football and being part of football. but it's only so much Jeremy Kyle that I can watch in the morning. And that's absolutely driving me mental. So I don't know. I've got to process my thoughts. I've got to understand why it didn't work out this season. I've got to do a bit of soul searching. I've got to go away and understand, because, you know, a part of this experience, and I've spoke to a lot of other managers in the last week, this is the time now that you try and rebuild and get success and try and get out there to as many training grounds and places you can to upskill your knowledge. Sometimes you're so wrapped up in it, Rob, that you know you can lose your focus, and I think coming out of it has given me a chance to really assess what I want to do and where I want to be.